Before I go any further on the character of the Apostle Matthew, I'm going to read some scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26. Paul is talking to the Corinthians and he says, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, nor many noble are called. Among the 12 who Jesus called to be his apostles, there was not one rich man, not one of noble birth, not one of acquired culture and education." Perhaps Matthew had more money and education than the rest. Over half of them were humble, unlettered peasants and fishermen of Galilee. When he called Matthew to follow him, he set aside every consideration of the worldly wisdom and disregarded the maxims of the worldlings. The eye of Jesus was single as well as omniscient. Jesus looked on the heart, having respect solely to the possibility of spiritual fitness. His love was a deep look, as can be gathered from his contact with the rich young ruler whom, beholding, he loved. A fact that must not be forgotten in every study of the 12 apostles is that they were all Jews and that they belonged to the house of Israel. They were familiar with the Old Testament scriptures from the earliest days. Therefore, when Jesus appeared as the glory of his people Israel, hearts that were longing for his coming instinctively recognized him as the promised one, as did Nathanael, greeting him as the King of Israel. Matthew came from pious parents, and the gospel he came to write reveals how well instructed he was with the Old Testament scriptures, and how well he was acquainted with the traditions of the people. While we learn almost nothing about Matthew himself from the gospel he wrote, his knowledge of the history and the noble traditions of his race appears on almost every page. Once Matthew fully committed himself to Jesus and heard him expound the scriptures, he became a fiery ambassador of the coming glory of the King of Israel. His very name, Levi, related to the priestly order, indicated his membership in the tribe set apart for the worship and service of God. According to Mark and Luke, his birth name was Levi. The apostle speaks of himself as Matthew. It was likely after his call by Jesus that his name was changed from Levi to the Greek name Matthew, a name pointing to the mighty transforming of Christ on his life. Twice named men are common in the scriptures. Abram became Abraham. Jacob became Israel. Simon became Peter. Anxious to magnify the goodness and mercy of God in his salvation and election to the apostleship, the apostle preferred to refer to himself under the dishonorable term of Matthew the publican. Matthew was a Galilean, probably born at or near Capernaum. Matthew was the son of Alphaeus. Matthew's pious parents must have been heartbroken when their Levi chose a profession such as he did. The Orthodox Jews deemed republicans to be worse than a sinner, worse than a prostitute. To think that their son, who had brought them such joy when he was born into the world, had, because of his love for money, taken the hire of the Roman state. If the love of money was Matthew's besetting sin and the fatal flaw in his character, we can understand how his ruling passion brought him to this unworthy way of getting his riches, even to that of being a pariah of the worst type, an outcast from the Jewish synagogue and their society. Levi became not a priest, but a publican. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.